ABC News.
I think it does reflect that the fundamentals of our economy have been pretty strong, and that's driven by two major elements. One is that corporate profits have been growing, particularly the mining sector, so that's a large driver of tax revenue. But equally, more than 300,000 people have gotten into new jobs in the last year, full-time jobs. And once you get people into jobs, it's like a force multiplier. It takes people off welfare and they start paying tax. So you put those two things together and we get a better budget position. And that's what we've expected, and I think that's what's been delivered this morning.
Some detractors are saying, sure, that's fine. You know, we're growing the economy. It's expected to strengthen to 3% in 2019-20. And unemployment is going to be slightly lower than expected. But wages growth, I would say, is the problem, isn't it?
Well, I think you're mostly right there. I think the message that actually comes out of this is that the economy is slowing. And so the GDP forecast for this year has actually been revised down from 3% to 2.75%. And while they've got 3% stable next year, I think that might be a tad optimistic given what we're just seeing in the economy at the moment. But you're absolutely right that the forecast wages growth is a bit of a problem. In the budget in May, there was a prediction it'd be 2.75% wages growth this year and 3.25% next. But really, it's been stuck at less than 2%. And the downgrade this year has been for 2.5%. So wages growth are important because it drives consumer confidence. And if we're seeing a lack of consumer confidence, we're starting to see a drop in retail spending. And that has negative effects throughout the economy, given that the retail sector is such an important part of our economy.
Now, Jeremy, I know you're an economist. I'll just throw you a political question and you can handle it whichever way you like. But you mentioned at the outset that company profits are growing. And particularly the Labor Party, a lot on the front bench of the Labor Party are saying, well, once you've got buoyant company profits, why aren't companies paying more wage increases?
And this is one of the challenges that we have at the moment, that a lot of investment is going into new technologies, and we are seeing certain companies, in a sense, focus their investment into that. But what we're seeing is companies growing the number of jobs, not necessarily the total wages built. So we've made a trade-off here that we're actually below 5% unemployment, and that's a positive economic outcome. It's a delicate balance. We can start to pay higher wages, but we might have to accept higher unemployment as a result. I'm not sure we can win either way there.
Now, the government also said that it's committed to tax relief, and with this improved budget position, it's, I suppose, got scope to give that tax relief and pay it out. Do you think the taxes tax relief needs to be for ordinary wage earners, or what about further tax relief for companies?
At the end of the day, I think the government, whichever persuasion, might be trying to look for both. We have bracket creep built into our system. Obviously, if we can take some of that bracket creep off by reducing personal taxes, that would be a positive thing. But we're operating in a global economy, and I don't think we can reject the idea that businesses will follow where there is opportunity, and the higher business taxes that we have in this country are a disincentive, at least at the margin, for investment. And so at the end of the day, both need to be a priority. The challenge will be the budget surpluses that have been announced, or forecasts that have been announced, they're not terribly significant. And the real challenge will be it won't take much of a hiccup either in the global economy or through the drought being longer and deeper than expected and so forth, and that those budget surpluses are at risk of disappearing. So we can't be spending as though surpluses are definitely locked in.
Now, you probably would have heard the news conference that the Finance Minister and the Treasurer gave after they gave their presentation, and the questions from the reporters there, both economics reporters and political reporters, was that, sure, you've got this increased revenues growth due to the performance of the mining sector, but at the same time, the government was saying, yes, but we've actually, you know, been very prudent in our spending. So where do you come, or where does your analysis lie in that debate?
I think the government has been relatively prudent in its spending, and some of it is absolute restraint, targeted restraint in spending. Some of it is certainly off the back of lower welfare payments because more people have been in employment, we've had to spend less. And some of it is probably underspending on programs that it would like to have spent more on, like the NDIS. So it is a mixture of positive underspending and maybe less positive underspending.
ABC News.